I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 18th. The Quincy City Council will vote on whether Fox Rock Properties of Quincy should provide an update on their plans to redevelop the former Ross Parking Garage location in Quincy Center. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci wants the developer to appear before them to explain why construction on a medical complex and affordable housing has not begun. Quincy school officials are asking parents to teach their children not to follow trends on the social media app TikTok that encourages young people to vandalize school property and harass teachers. Restrooms have already been damaged in some Quincy middle schools. School officials say families will be asked to pay for any damage. The trial of Matthew Potter of Weymouth will start next week. Potter faces manslaughter and assault charges for the death of Christopher McCallum outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Squantum in January of 2019. Prosecutors say Potter punched McCallum, causing him to fall and hit his head. He died the next day. The defense claims McCallum and his brother attacked Potter and his brother outside the post. At least 8 vehicles parked in a North Quincy neighborhood were broken into recently. Police say the break-ins were reported along Conant, Atlantic, Holyoke, and Billings Roads. It is believed all of the cars were left unlocked. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 18th.